Mitt Romney's staffers might have had another reason to get down. The latest poll from Iowa's Des Moines Register has Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the lead with 24%. But Congressman Ron Paul is a very close second at 22%, followed by Senator Rick Santorum, whose late surge has put him at 15%. NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne spent yesterday with Romney on the road.
You put a lot of miles on your rental car when you're covering the Iowa caucuses. And right now we're a little over 3 hours outside of Des Moines in the northwestern corner of the state. This is the city of Lamars, Iowa. A sign just told us this is the ice cream capital of the world. I don't know what that has to do with this story, but it's just one of those things you learn when you're on the road. We're here looking for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. And right here is the Family Table Restaurant. It's where we should find our candidate.
They're packed in.
If you, I'm so sorry. This is all full. We're gonna. If you go behind that rope right there, he's gonna walk.
Wow, look at this. You think we can fit in a few more people? What do you think?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Romney then takes the mic and.
It's nice to be here again. I gotta tell you, it's not just because this is such a lovely corner of Iowa. It's also because it's the ice cream capital of the world. And I
local color aside, this speech, like all Romney campaign speeches, is about President Obama.
This is an election to decide whether we're going to go further and further down the path of becoming more and more similar to a European welfare state, or whether instead we're going to remain an exceptional nation.
And there's a nod to Ronald Reagan-style eloquence.
I don't want to do what the president said, fundamentally transform America. I don't want to turn us into something we're not. I want to bring back the principles that made us the hope of the earth. We are still a shining city on a hill.
Romney did make some news at the restaurant regarding the DREAM Act, a bill that would create a path to citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. An audience member asked him about it.
The question is, if I were elected and Congress were to pass the DREAM Act, would I veto it? And the answer is yes.
Romney then went on to detail his plan to reduce illegal immigration.
Secure the border with a fence. Make sure we have enough Border Patrol agents to secure that fence. And I will also crack down on employers that hire people who are here illegally.
Many Iowa Republicans still have misgivings about Romney. He gets just 1 in 4 likely caucus goers in the latest poll. They don't like the health care law he signed as governor and its mandate. There are suspicions about his social conservative credentials and about his Mormon faith. None of these came up yesterday. The audience, which included still undecided voters, was friendly. Lamar's Mayor Dick Kirchhoff was at the restaurant. He has not endorsed a candidate, but says this of Romney.
To me, he's a very honest individual. To me, he's got a plan on how to turn things around, and that's important in my world.
76-year-old retired engineer Bud Withrow says he's only a reluctant Romney supporter. It's more a product of his dissatisfaction with the rest of the field.
I will go ahead, sign up, take my paper to vote, and I will vote for Mitt Romney. But I feel uneasy about it.
By now, the candidate is back outside.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
He boards the bus and rolls off to the next stop, Sioux City. Don Gagne, NPR News.